Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Beis, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. The subject of our Mishnah and the following Gemara that we will Mitzvah Shem learn is actually an issue, a subject that we've already discussed on Daf Samech Vav. The Mishnah over there taught us that if a husband asks two Edim or three people to arrange a get on his behalf, so the Mishnah said that under normal circumstances, those individuals themselves have to be the ones to arrange the get. It cannot be given over to anyone else. And when we learned the Gemara, we learned the Machlokes why. Abaye said, because the halacha is, because the husband is supposed to take care of the writing of the get, and here obviously the husband is unable to do so, it causes him embarrassment that he needs to ask other individuals to write the get on his behalf, and therefore the Gemara said, according to Abai's explanation, typically that authorization that a husband gives cannot be given to someone else. The other explanation we learned in the Gemara, the explanation of Rava, who called Mili Lemimsim L'Shliach. One Shliach cannot ask another, cannot give over a job, an authorization that he was given to another Shliach. That was the Machlokes that we learned in the Gemara there. And we further learned a machlokes of Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, which our Gemara will speak about extensively soon in Mitzvah Hashem. To what degree can one shliach not give over the authorization to another shliach? Rav Yosi says, "Mili lo mimsur l'shliach, a shliach can never give over to another shliach." Rav Meir agrees that when there are two people involved, when a husband spoke to two people, under no circumstances, no matter what wording the husband used, can those shlichim give over that request to someone else. However, according to Rameya, when there were three people involved, when a husband asked three people to arrange for the get, and he did not use the words kisvu, you write the get. All he said was, tenu, give the get. According to Rameya, then the husband can give over that request. Then the shlichim can give over that request to someone else. We further learned, interestingly, why is the halacha the mila lemimsur l'shliach? Because Chazal established that the husband wants only these people he appointed should give it over, no one else. The Chasam Sofer has a very interesting explanation in this machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. We're according to Rav Yosi, Mili Lemimsum Shliach, never could one Shliach give over to another Shliach. And as we just said, Rav Meir is not as stringent as Rav Yosi. He explains as follows. He says the concept of shlichus, the concept that someone can ask someone else to do something on his behalf, is something that is logical. It's something that we can understand our piece for. And therefore, just like we can understand logically that I can ask someone to do something on my behalf, similarly, says the Chasam Sofer in understanding Rameya's opinion, my shliach, my agent, could ask someone else to do something on his behalf. Rav Yosi, however, says, since as we find so many times in halacha, so many different rules and so many different conditions apply to the dinim of shlichus and shliach l'dvar aveira and many other rules, so he says shlichus therefore is not to be understood as simply a logical ability that one person could ask another person to do something on his behalf. Rather, shlichus is a gzeres akosef. Shlichus is something the Torah taught us that can or can't be done. and therefore only under the specific circumstances can it be done, and under other circumstances it cannot be done, and including the Rabbi Yossi says one of the dinim of shlichus is mili lemimsim l'shliach, that one shliach cannot give over his authorization to another shliach. Actually, the Mefarshim explain that this is the machloikis that's already found in a mechilta. The pasuk says, "V'yikra Moshe l'chol zikna Yisrael, v'yarmalayim mishru k'chulchem tzoyin l'mishpachaseichem v'shachatu asa Pesach." Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael to teach them about the dinim of Hilchos HaPesach. Rabbi Yoshi says the mechilta that the Ramban quotes, says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke directly to all of Klal Yisrael. Whereas according to Rabbi Yonason, Moshe Rabbeinu said this halacha to the Zakenim. The Zakenim were the ones that presented this to all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Ksav Sofer, the machloikis between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason is exactly the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rabbi Yoshia, Mili Lamimsum L'Shliach, so Moshe Rabbeinu cannot just tell the Zakenim to tell Klal Yisrael, because Mili Lamimsum L'Shliach. On the other hand, Rabbi Yonason holds like Rameya, that Mili Mimsum L'Shliach, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could rely on telling the Zakenim the Halacha of Korban Pesach, and they in turn will teach it to Klal Yisrael. Actually, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that there's a pasuk in the Torah that sort of corroborates, supports Rabbi Yossi's opinion about Mili Lomimsur L'Shliach. Because the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu as he sends him to talk to Paroi, V'yoyma Hashem al Moshe, Rei Nesaticha Elokim L'Paroi, V'aron Ochicha Yeh Neviacha. And the wording of the pasuk is a very difficult wording. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Rabbeinu Elokim, a God. So when we were in Yeshiva, our Rebbe taught us that the word Elokim here is not to be understood as God, but to be understood Elokim L'Paroi as a master of a Paroi. But it still requires understanding. If that's what the Pasuk wants to teach us, the Pasuk should have called him Sar L'Paroi, Adon L'Paroi. What is this word Elokim L'Paroi? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? That I will tell you what Paroi needs to hear. You, who you feel your kfa peh v'kfad loshen, that you're unable to speak, will give it over to Aaron, and Aaron will be the specific spokesman to talk to Paroi. But there's a problem of mili lemimsur l'shliach. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu give over this shlichus to Aaron? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Rei Nesaticha Elokim L'Paroi. You, so to speak, are an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not a shliach who's giving it over to another shliach. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, being a shliach, giving it over to Aaron, another shliach. Rather, you yourself are Elokim. You are, so to speak, an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the actual source, and therefore there's no issue of Mili L'Mimsrin L'Shliach. So says our Mishnah, Amalei Nichtav Get L'Ishtecha. If people ask the husband, should we write a get for your wife? And he says, write the get. And then they tell a sofer to write the get. And they tell Adam to sign the get. Even though after the people wrote the get, and they Adam signed the get, they give it to him, and he gives the get to his wife, hare a get bottle. And the reason being, because he appointed the Edom, that they, the Shlichim, that they themselves should be the ones writing the get. And here, they weren't the ones that wrote the get. They gave it over to a cipher, they gave it to Edom, and therefore the get is bottle. How achiyoyim al cipher ksoiv, unless the husband specifically designates the cipher, uleidim chasoyim, and he specifically designates the Edom. The Mefarshim ask, that isn't our Mishnah really a repetition, as we learned in our introductory remarks, of what we already learned, that if the Shlichim have no authorization to give this over to someone else. And the question is, why does our Mishnah have to teach us the same din that we learned on Daf Samach Vav? answer the achronim, that our Mishnah is a very interesting situation. The husband is approached and it's asked, do you want to write a get for your wife? Very interesting. Would somebody approach a husband and ask out of nowhere, do you want to write a get for your wife? Obviously the situation is a situation where a divorce is warranted. Pasha pshat is that the husband is nebuch very sick, and we don't want the wife to fall to Yibam, to Chalitza, and that's why we have a get written. So it's obvious that the husband wants that this get should be written for the benefit of his wife. We would therefore think that even if his instructions weren't perfectly carried out, he wants the get, as he so responded to these individuals. And therefore the get should be perhaps a get under all circumstances. Teaches us the Mishnah that if his instructions weren't followed, the get is possible. Furthermore, points out the Pnei Yeshua, that if the Mishnah is teaching us that if the instructions weren't followed, the get is bottle, so why does the Mishnah have to add the words that even though they signed it and wrote it and they gave it to him and he gave it to her, it's not a good get? Of course it's not a good get. His instructions weren't followed. Answers the Pnei Yeshua. We would think, as we said in our introductory remarks, the concern why the instructions have to be followed is Kubizoyin Habal. The husband wants his specific instructions to be followed to avoid embarrassment. Here, obviously, the husband isn't concerned about the embarrassment because he's prepared to give this get. So shouldn't that be in proof that there is no concern over here of Bizoyin Habal? Teaches us the Mishnah that still the get is bottled because his instructions weren't followed, even though we don't have to worry about Bizoyin Habal. Says the Gemara, Tam Dilema Tanu. The reason why the get is void is because he did not say Tanu. He said Ksuvu. Ha'omer Tanu. Had he just said the words Tanu, then the halacha would be the Neisnin. The Shlichim are authorized to give over the writing and the signing of the get to someone else. Mani. So whose opinion does our Mishnah obviously reflect? It reflects the opinion of Rameya, Dama Mila Mimsun Shliach, that one Shliach could give over the requirements to another Shliach. Ask the Gemara, Ema Sefer, if that's the way we're going to understand our Mishnah. It's said in the Sefer, Achyoim L'Sefek Soiv Leidem Chsoimu. The only time if the get is kosher, said the Mishnah, is if the husband specifically asked this Sefer to write the get and ask these Eidim to sign the get. Any other situation, the Mishnah is teaching us, Shlichim cannot ask someone else to write the get. Obviously, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Ask Rabbi Yossi, Dama Milan Loimimsrim L'Shliach. That never can one Shliach ask another Shliach to give a get. Whose opinion does that follow? Ask Rabbi Yossi. That obviously follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Dama that one shliach can't ask another shliach to do something. So we have a question, asked the Gemara. Reisha Rameyer, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Do we have a situation that the Reisha reflects the opinion of Rameyer and the Sefer reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara, yes, that's what we're going to have to say, that the Reisha follows the opinion of Rameyer and the Sefer follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Abai Amma, Abai says, because obviously it's difficult to explain that one Mishnah, one half of the Mishnah follows the opinion of one Tanya, and the other half of the Mishnah follows the opinion of another Tanya. Therefore, he says, Kula Rameihi. The entire Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya. V'achav Ma'iskinen, the Seif is referring to a situation, Deloyama Tanu, where he didn't say Tanu, rather he said Ksuvu. He specifically told the Shlichim to write the get, and since he had told the Shlichim to write the get, that's why it's not kosher. But yes, if he had only told them to tanu, give the get, then they would be able to designate a sofer and edim. Says the Gemara, so why does the end of the Mishnah say that the get is only kosher if he told the sofer specifically to write, and he told the edim specifically to sign. We don't need to have all of that. All the Mishnah should have said is that if the husband used the word, instead of using the word ksuvu, if the husband used the word tenu, then he does have the right to ask. Then they do have the right to give over their shlich to someone else. Why does the Mishnah have to go on to say, Ella says the Gemara, as we said in our introductory remarks, even according to Rameya, who says that under certain circumstances, shlichim can give over their shlichus to another person, Rameya only said that when he spoke to three people. Because as we explained on Dav Samech Vav, when he's speaking to three people, those three people could be viewed as a bezdin, which has the authorization to ask others to do the work. But if he's speaking to two people, no matter what terminology he used, even if he used the terminology of tenu, they can't give over that shlichus to three people, to other people. And that's what happened in the Sefer. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then all you need is that instead of talking to two people, if he talks to three people, then they do have the right to give over that requirement to someone else. All the Mishnah should have said is that instead of just talking to two people, he said tenu to three people. Again, the question being, why does the Mishnah have to go through that the only time that the get would be a kosher get is we don't have to have that. If he spoke to three people, it's also going to be a kosher get. Because of all of these questions, says the Gemara, we must say El Kula Reb Yosihi, that the entire Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Yosi. The husband did not explicitly tell the shlichim that they had the right to give the get to someone else, to give over this authorization to someone else. That is why the shlichim cannot designate others. However, if he specified that they can, then they would be allowed to. And now, according to the Gemara, if the husband told them they could designate others, they may, and that will be the din in the Reisha. In the Reisha, only because he told them ksuvu, right to get. But if he had told them tenu, with a specific authorization that you could appoint others, they may. Ask the Gemara, so we need to understand the Sefer again. Our Sefer taught us that there's only one way for the get to be kosher. But if we're suggesting now that even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, if he specifically gives authorization to the shlichim that they can authorize others, the halacha is that the get is kosher. So why does the Mishnah have to say the case of Soifik Soif Leidem Chasoimu? All the Mishnah should have said is Achyaymer Imrim Baile, that he specifically gives them authorization to go further. Void, furthermore, is this true? Can we suggest that me Maida Reb Yossi Ba'ayme Imru, that Reb Yossi agrees that when the Shlichim were authorized to go further, they may? V'tanan, Ksav Soifu V'ayid Kosher. We're going to learn a Mishnah on that Pei Zayin, that the writing of a sofer in the eid is kosher. Rabbi Yirmi explains that Mishnah to says that Mishnah means chsam sofer shninu. It means that the signing of the sofer in another eid is kosher. Rav Chizda explained, why is the halacha that if the sofer and another eid sign the get is a kosher get? So Rav Chizda explained, because Masnis Mani, who is the tan of that Mishnah? The Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosihi. It follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosihi. And as we explained when we learned the Gemara in Daf Samech Vav, what is the concern? The concern is that the husband will ask two people to sign the get, and that these two people who he asked to sign the get should ask a soifer to write the get. As we explained, apparently it was a kibud, it was an honor to sign a get. And the concern is that the Edom are embarrassed They asking the soifer to write the get, but he's not good enough to sign the get. So the Eidim, because of that concern, are going to ask the soifer to sign the get, which of course they weren't asked to do, and the get won't be a kosher get. But according to Rabbi Yossi, explained Rav Chisda, who says that Eidim, Shlichim, cannot give over Shlichus to someone else, we don't have that concern, and therefore if we see that the soifer signed the get, it must be because the husband specifically asked them to sign the get. Now, says the Gemara, if we're going to say that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that if the Shlichim were specifically authorized by the husband, that they could designate others, they may, so then our concern is right back to where we started. Nafik minei chubi, we could have a real disaster. The zim da amru l'shnayim, the husband may ask two people, imru l'soifer v'yichtoif, I'm asking you to ask this soifer to write the get, and I'm asking you to ask those two individuals to be the edim to sign the get. Umishum ksufa the soifer, chayshi, but they're worried about the honor of the soifer not being insulted. And they will ask the soifer to sign. But that isn't the instructions that the husband requested. Now, if Rabbi Yossi holds that Oime Imru, that the husband doesn't have to speak directly to the soifer, he can ask someone else to speak on his behalf and it'll still be acceptable, so how do we resolve this issue? It must be that Rabbi Yossi, even in a situation of Oime Imru, says that the husband can't give over this to someone else, and therefore we don't have to worry that the soifer signed unless he heard directly from the husband. So if so, we have a proof that Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to Oime Imru. So how can we explain our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, and we have to go back, Mechvata, Reish Ramei v'Seif Rabbi Yossi, that the only way of explaining our Mishnah is that the Reish reflects the opinion of Rameya, and the Seif reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Why indeed, asked the Rishonim, according to Rabbi Yossi, even in a case of Oime Imru, where a husband specifically designated and said to the Shlichim, you could appoint someone else, still does Rabbi Yossi hold that by get this is not acceptable? So as we explained, the fundamental halacha of a get, as we explained at the beginning of our Masechta, is that a get must be written l'shma. What does l'shma mean? L'shma means that the soifer and the edim know that this is what the husband wants. The only way that the soifer can really know that this is what the husband wants, the only way that the edim can really know that this is what the husband really wants, is if they hear it directly from the husband. And therefore says Rabbi Yossi that even a situation of Oime Imru is not acceptable. Tosfos uses this Gemara to prove something that we discussed at the beginning of the previous Perek, Perek HaOmer. At the beginning of the Perek HaOmer, we discussed that there are Rishonim that suggest that actually the Perek of Misha Ochsu precedes the Perek HaOmer. Tosfos says our Gersa is that HaOmer precedes Misha Ochsu. And he says that this Gemara is the proof to that. Because when we learned this sugya about Oimer Imru on Daf Samach Vav, the Gemara went back and forth with other questions and other explanations. Our Gemara is a much more abbreviated version of that Gemara. Says Tosfos, if Perek Misha Achsu follows Perek HaOmer, it's very well understood. Because we could rely, the Gemara here doesn't have to repeat the entire sugya that we already learned on Daf Samach Vav. But if Perek HaOmer comes after Perek Misha Achsu, shouldn't the longest sugya appear here first? It's a proof that Perek HaOmer comes before Perek Misha Achsu. Rav Ashi goes back to say that our entire Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Kula Rabbi Yossi here. The entire Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And the way to understand the Mishnah is Vlomi Bayi Kama. Vlomi Bayi Hechad Loyama Tanu. It goes without saying that if the husband did not use the word Tanu, that the Shlichim cannot authorize someone else. Allah Filama Tanu. Even if he used the word Tanu, Loy, that he doesn't have the right to authorize someone else. Furthermore, Vlomi Bayi Hechad Loyama Labay Tlosa. Certainly if he only spoke to two people, as we explained that even Rameya agrees that if he spoke to two people, they can't pass the Shlichus on. Even if he spoke to three people, where Ramey says that under certain circumstances they can pass the shlichus on, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and loy, that shlichus cannot pass, be passed on further. For furthermore, certainly where the husband did not specifically designate the shlichim that they could pass this on, they may not. Even if he told them you could pass this shlichus on, they may not. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei the Rav Ashi, there's a brisa that supports Rav Ashi's opinion. Kosef Seifer Lishma, if the Seifer wrote the Get Lishma, V'chosm Eidim Lishma, the Eidim signed the Get Lishma, Apisha Kosvu V'chosmu V'nosn Lo, even though they wrote and signed the Get and gave it to him, V'nosn Lo, and he gave it to her, the Aloch is Areya Get Bottle. The Get is void, Achi Yishme Koloi, unless the Seifer and the Eidim hear specifically from the husband that they are designated to write and sign the Get. So we see that this follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Yishmu, what does the Brice mean when it says the word that Yishmu, that they have to actually hear? Lefukiman Amr wants to exclude the opinion that holds Maidi Rabbi Yossi Ba'ayma Imru, that Rabbi Yossi perhaps agrees that when the Shlichim were given authority by the husband to pass on this authorization, they may. Teaches us the Brisa Yishmu, that the Seifer and the Eidim must hear from the husband. Any other person that they hear from is never acceptable. Furthermore, Koiloi, what does the Brisa mean by using the words Koiloi? Lefukim and Rav Kahana Marav, to tell us that we don't follow the opinion of Kahana Marav, who taught us, as we learned in the previous year, that a person could communicate his intent by writing, teaches us the Brisa Koiloi. We have to hear his voice. And Tosfos and the other Rishonim ask, but didn't our Mishnah teach us that a person who can't speak, we could understand if we could follow his direction by him nodding his head? So why is our Gemara saying that that's not acceptable? Is this Brisa disagreeing with our Mishnah? So I saw a number of terutzim to this question. One terutz is that Rav Kahana, as we learned in the previous year, was referring to a situation of a cheresh, who we know halachically is a deaf mute. He we could never rely on. The Mishnah, on the other hand, was referring to an elam, somebody who only can't speak. There, his level of intelligence is higher, and we can rely on him. That's one terutz. Another terutz is the opinion of the Rishonim. We actually quoted this opinion in our previous year, that suggests that Hakonas HaRosh, that nodding, is a more effective means of communication than writing. And therefore, Rav Kahana, who was speaking about writing is not a good enough way of explaining. But on the other hand, Hakonas HaRosh, nodding is acceptable. And the third teretz is that neither nodding or writing are really effective means of communication. But in our Mishnah, where we're referring to an individual who can't speak, so that's why we rely on Hakonas HaRosh. On the other hand, our Brisa is referring Baruch Hashem to a healthy person. A healthy person can speak. A healthy person should not rely on writing, should not rely on nodding, rather he should properly communicate his intent through speaking. Mefarshim say, the Medrash says, Gemara says, Masechta Kedushin, that we know if an Eved Ivri wants to remain longer than the 6 years that he's entitled to, that he's supposed to, he may. So the Gemara says, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make a hole in his ear. And the Gemara says, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oidin Shishama Koyla Al Har Sinai, Bishar Shemarti, Kali B'nai Yisrael Avodim, V'loy Avodim L'Avodim, this person is volunteering that he wants to remain with someone else being his master, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiratza, we have to make a hole in the ear. And the question is, this, we only heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu only the first two dibros. Everything else we did not hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can we say that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is, back to what we spoke about earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina medaberes mitach groinu shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just a shliach giving over a shlichus, and that means we didn't hear it directly from the source. Moshe Rabbeinu was an extension, kaviyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's as if we heard it directly from Hashem. Our Mishnah and our Gemara now begin discussing the sugya of Ein Get Lachamisa. A get cannot be effective if it's only going to be effective Lachamisa after the death of the husband. And the Rishonim give two reasons why. One reason is, the purpose of a get is to terminate a marriage. This marriage, when the husband dies, is anyway terminated. Another explanation is that a husband is the active participant in the validity of a get, and after he dies, he's no longer able to give gittin. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Zagete chemati, if a husband says, this is my get, if I die, Zagite mechaylezeh, if I die from this disease, Zagitech lachemisa, the get should be effective after I pass away. In all of these cases, it's a situation of a get lachemisa, and therefore the halach is, loyom klum, the get is not a valid get. However, if he said, me'achshav imati, where the person says, mahayoyim imati, or me'achshav imati, where he says that the get should be effective retroactively from today, then the halacha is hareza get. Then, now the mission discusses another situation, where the husband used the following terminology, mahayoyim ul'achamisa. So he, on one hand, he said that the get should be effective from today. On the other hand, he says, "Ma'ayim ulachamisa," the lachamisa, that the get should only be effective after his death. In this case, we're not sure is it a get or not. Get for any get, and because we have a suffix, is it an effective get or not? So the halach is a mace. When he dies, chalitz v'lemes yabemes, she only gets chalitz and not yivam. Our Mishnah just taught us that if somebody wrote into the get, Zagitech mahayoyim imati harei zaget. So one question that many mefarshim discuss is why he's obviously attaching a stipulation. And we know a stipulation, a tanai, has many different halachas. So how could a stipulation be valid without it being a tanai kafel and all the other halachas of tanai? So Rishonim answer that this is not to be viewed actually as a Tanai, but rather the way to view this statement is as a kviyas zman. He's establishing a time when the get should be effective, and therefore it doesn't need the hilchos Tanoim. The other question that comes up is two questions that the Rishonim discuss. One question is that when will the get in such a case be effective? It's effective retroactively. Is it effective retroactively from the moment he gave the get? Or does it just take effect a moment before his death? Tosfos and the Rosh say that the get is effective as late as possible, and therefore it's effective right before he dies, says the Beis Shmuel. If so, the woman has to be careful that if she gets the get the day it's written, she has to hold on to the get until he actually dies. Because according to the opinion of these Rishonim, the get is only effective a moment before he dies, and therefore it has to be here to be effective. If the get isn't here, it's not effective. Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rif, however, hold that the get is effective retroactively from the time it was given. And therefore, even if the get was destroyed by the time the husband died, it makes no difference, because it was here at the moment, at the date that it was written. But then this Tosfos discusses another situation. Tosfos discusses the situation where the husband wrote the get today, and he passed away because obviously his health situation was very bad, and he passed away today. And the question is, he wrote me hayoyim, What did he mean mahayoyim? Did he mean by the end of today? But by the time today ended, he's no longer alive. We have a situation of en get lachemisa. Or did he mean from any point in the day, and from any point in the day, the get, it would be a valid get? So the Torah quotes the Ramah, who says that certainly if the get is being validated through Edei Chesima, Edom who actually signed the get, the Edom, whenever they sign the get, if there's a date on the get, and there's no hour, time written in the get, we say it means the end of the day. And therefore, if by the time the end of the day comes, the husband is unfortunately no longer alive, the get would not be a valid get. However, in a case where the get is being relied on Edei Mesira, there Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Elchanan, who says that certainly the husband whose goal was to get that this get should be a valid get, and his wife should not have to fall to Yibam Mechalitza, didn't mean from the end of the day, rather meant me Achshav, from the moment the get is written, and as long as the get was written before he passed away, and as long as the get has in it the Tanai, Mahayoyim Imati, the get would be a valid get. Continues the Mishnah. If the husband said, Zagitech Mahayoyim Imati Mechalaza, if I pass away from this disease, then the get should be a valid get from today. If Omed V'cholch Bashuk, if after he was sick, he was able to get up and walk in the street, and then V'cholch V'meis, and then again, he never becomes ill and dies, Omdim Oso, we have to evaluate. Ich Machmas Cholah Rishimeis, if his death occurred because of the original disease, Hareza get, then it's a valid get, because the condition has been fulfilled. V'mlav, and a get. Ask the Gemara, Alma, we need to understand the wording of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Imati, if somebody uses the words Imati, it's Kalachamisa Dami. And we have a problem of Get Lachamisa. Vadatani, and yet the same Mishnah says, if somebody uses the words Mahayoyim Imati, or Me'achshav Imati, the Get may be a good Get, or maybe a questionable Get. Almi, Imati, so we see that the wording Imati does not necessarily mean Kalachamisa. So how do I understand the words Imati? Does it mean Lachamisa, or does it not mean Lachamisa? Our Mishnah doesn't seem to be clear. Amr Abaya answers Abaya, Imati, the words Imati, we have to look at the context in which those words are used. Shtei Lashonis Mashma. It can mean either way. It can mean Mashmik Me'achshav, it can mean from now, and Mashmik Lachamisa. And therefore we have to look at the context. Amaloi Mehayoyim, if he said Mehayoyim Emati, then we define command Amaloi Me'achshav Dami. It doesn't mean Lachamisa. However, Loyam Mehayoyim, if the husband did not precede the using the word Mehayoyim or Me'achshav to the words Emati, it's command Amaloi Lachamisa Dami, and we would have a void get, because ain't get Lachamisa. The Mishnah said, Zeb Giteich Imati Loyam Aklum. And as we explained the Mishnah, because we have a situation of a get Lachamisa. However, says Om Rav Huna, comments Rav Huna, that what would be the halacha for chaletzis? That if the husband died, she could only receive chalitza nakibim. Ask the Gemara why. Our Mishnah said that the get is totally void. If the get is totally void and a husband dies with no children, she should be a candidate not just for chalitza, she should even be a candidate for yibam. Answers the Gemara, lo yam aklum. The way to understand the Mishnah when it says lo yam aklum doesn't mean to say that the get is totally meaningless. What it means is that Sira la'alma, she's not allowed to marry anyone else until she has chalitza. However, el yovam nami sira, she may not marry the yovam, she must have chalitza, and then, and only then, could she marry other people. Ask the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the ratio. For amid the sefer chalitzas, in the third case cited in the Mishnah, where, as we just learned, he used the words mahayoyim olachamisa, and as the Mefarshim explained, that is sort of a self-contradictory remark. Do I follow Mehayoyim and the get is valid? Or do I follow the lachamisa, where the get is only going to be effective lachamisa, and it's not a good get, and we don't know what to do? That's where the Mishnah says choyletzis. Obviously, mechlal, the reisha, yivu minam yivama. Then the reisha, the get is totally void, and not only is she qualified for chalitza, but she's even qualified for yibum. Answers the Gemara, Masnison, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbanon. However, Rav Huna follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Dom is Manashal Shtar Mechichalav. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is cited in Masechta Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. There the Gemara speaks about a case where a father wants to transfer property to a son, but he wants to retain the rights to the produce and to the profit as long as he is alive. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon, hold that he should write a stipulation, as we learned in our Mishnah, of Mahayoyim Olachamisa. Rabbi Yossi says it's not required. He says the fact that there's a date in this shtar that he's writing proves that it's Mahayoyim Olachamisa. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, in saying this, that began our sugya, follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Dom is Manash Ashtar Mechichalav. Even though he didn't use the words Mahayoyim, the fact that the get is dated is a proof that he meant that it should be retroactive. Ask the Gemara, if that's the din, that according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rav Huna is following Rabbi Yossi's opinion, the date in the get is enough to prove that it's a situation of Mahayoyim, that he proves that it's a situation of Mahayoyim Lachamisa. So then it's a perfectly good get. And then chalitza namaloy tabayi. V'chi tema, so you'll say, misapkul Rav Huna. Rav Huna actually has a question. E hilchasak Rav Yossi, does it follow aloch like Rav Yossi? Or ain't aloch Rav Yossi? Aloch does not follow Rav Yossi. And therefore, because of that, he says, do chalitza not yibam. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Mi misapkule? V'rav v'ravu cholosh. Rav v'ravu got ill. Ol lagabe Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Boy, my name Rav Avua. Let's ask Rav Avua. Halach Rav Yossi or in halacha? Does the halacha follow Rav Yossi or not? Amalei. So he says, Tamid Rav Yossi lo yadana. I don't even understand Rav Yossi's reasoning. Halachi boy, my name. So should I try to understand if the halacha is according to him or not? Amalei. At boy, and as the Shem Tzion Balach explains, an important element in deciding in whom the halacha follows is if we can understand that opinion. It's much easier and it's much more understandable that we're going to paskin like a certain opinion if we understand that opinion. Amalei, so Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, at boy minei halacha, you ask him who the halacha follows. And if he'll tell you the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, but tam Rabbi Yossi and noam min Allah. I'll already explain to you what is the basis of Rabbi Yossi's psak. Bominei, so he asked him, Omalei hocha marav, halach Rabbi Yossi. The halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Lebos to the nofak, after he left, Omalei, hainu tam Rabbi Yossi, explained to what is the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi. As we said earlier, the kasov is manash ashtar mechichalov. So obviously we follow Rabbi Yossi. So what's the question Rav Huna says? We're not sure if Rav Huna follows Rabbi Yossi's psak or not. El Mesapkele, says the Gemara, the question Rav Huna had was, Rabbi Yossi bapei lo yama. Rabbi Yossi say his psak, even when the condition wasn't written into the get, but it was only oral. Ask the Gemara, Mi Mesapkele, is that a question? Vatanan, it said, we learned in the Mishnah, Hareza Gitech, if a husband tells his wife, this get will be a good get, and my boss will come yet beis chodesh. If I don't come back within 12 months, or meis b'teich yet beis chodesh, and then he dies within the 12 months, the halacha is in a get because the get is only going to be valid after 12 months, and after 12 months he's no longer alive. And get v'achamisa, v'tanerla, remesenu iturol nasei. She's allowed to get married without chalitza. V'amar ma'bar remesenu, amar b'yuda mishmul bei dina d'shar mashcha. The Gemara says Masecht Avodah Zarah that originally Chazal had said that we weren't allowed to use Shem and Akum. However, then they said that this was a gzera that we can't follow, and they were allowed to use it. V'sov lek Rabbi Yossi, and this Bezdin held like Rabbi Yossi, Dom is Manash Ashtar Mechichalov, that the date proves to get together with an oral stipulation proves that the situation may Yom Lachamesa. El Mesapkele, says Rav Huna had a shaila. If we follow that opinion of Rabbi Yossi, not only when it's written, but even when it's oral, or ain halacha. Ask the Gemara Misabkalei. Is that a question? V'amar Rava, hareiz agiteich imati v'shinimeis. If he used these words, hareiz aget. It's a valid get. However, if he said kish omis lachem yisa, ain zaget. Then it's not a valid get. And the question is, heichi domi. What exactly is Rava saying? Ilema domalema hayoyim, where he said specifically hayoyim ulachamisa v'rabbonon, and it follows the opinion of Rabbonon. Ask the Gemara tzrich lemeima. I need Rava to teach me that. But Tanan, isn't that the explicit case that we just learned in our Mishnah, where if somebody says mayoyim emati, hareza get v'avlav d'loya maloyim hayoyim. He didn't say it. He didn't write it. He only said it, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and Shmami not Alochs Rabbi Yossi, that the get is a valid get even if there was a oral stipulation. Says the Gemara, Rava Shitale. Rava had a shail. To Rava, it was obvious that we follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rav Huna had a shail misapkale, and because of that, he said give chalitza. That Rava speaking to a case where he specified in the get mayoyim alachemisa. And Ravi was teaching us the din according to Rabbanan. We asked that din we already know from the Mishnah. What Ravi was coming to teach us was Vahani Lishnit Tzuchlei. He was coming to teach us the various different statements that could be said. Shani Meis. If somebody said Shani Meis, it's as if he said Kimati Domi. It's as if he said that it should be effective retroactively. Kisha Omis, and if he uses the words Kisha Omis, he wants the get to be only effective Lachemisa, which we know ain't get Lachemisa. Vika de Masnulay, some say that this what Rav Huna said, that Choletzes, is going on the Sefer. It said in the Sefer, Zegitech Lachemisa, Loya Meklom, that the get is meaningless, because it's ain't get Lachemisa, Om Rav Huna, Lodivre Yoisi Chalitzes. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, mid sefer, from the fact that in the case, as we learned in our Mishnah, where somebody said Hayoim Mahayoim Lachemisa, Drabonin have a suffix Choletzes, Reishanami, that in the case prior to that, where Rabbi Yossi says Manish Ashtar Mechichalov, Rabbi Yossi will hold in that case Choletzes. Answers the Gemara, Maratemer. Rabbi Yossi b'hok Rabbi Sfirlei. We would think that in such a case, Rabbi Yossi follows the opinion of Rabbi Doma Gita Ma'alya Hava, that it's a full-fledged perfect get. The chalitza namloy tabayi, and even chalitza is not required. Kamashmon, that's what Rav Huna comes to teach us. The loy Rabbi savolak Rabbi Yossi, the loy Rabbi Yossi savolak Rabbi, and the Gemara explains. Rabbi loy savolak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. The Ktani, because in Hebraic the Rabbi said kazeh get. Lemutid Rabbi Yossi to say that this case, and the Rebbe refers to, the Gemara is going to mention it soon, that he holds it's a get. Rabbi Yossi's case, he holds it's not a get. Rabbi Yossi, like Savak Rebbe, the Ktani, because in our, regarding the case in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds it's a get. Lemutid to exclude the case of Rebbe, where Rabbi Yossi will hold it's not a good get. Rebbe Mahi, what does that mean, the case of Rebbe? The Tanya. It says, Mahayoyim, Lachamesa. So we learned in our Mishnah, get ve'ena get. Divrei Chachamim. That's the opinion of Chachamim, because we don't know. Do we follow the words of Mayoyim, or do we follow the word Lachemisa? Rabbi Omer, kezeh get. According to Rabbi, this is a valid get. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. And Rabbi Yossi, what is the case of Rabbi Yossi? The Tanan. If somebody said, kissu tunu get lishti, write a get and give it to my wife. If I did not come back within 12 months, and they wrote it within 12 months, and they gave it to her after 12 months, ain't a get. It's not a valid get. And Rabbi Yossi holds that kazeh get, it is a valid get. And the explanation of Rabbi Yossi is as follows. If the husband wanted the get to be written and delivered after he stayed away for 12 months, he would have mentioned the stipulation at the beginning of his declaration. He would have said, if I do not return within 12 months, then write and deliver a get. Since he did not say this, What he did say was, write and deliver the get if I do not return within 12 months. We assume that he wanted to attach the stipulation only to the delivery of the get. What he meant to say was, do not deliver it now, but deliver it only if I fail to return within 12 months. Tanakam doesn't accept this distinction. He says that in either case, the husband meant that both the writing and the delivery must take place only after he fails to return within 12 months.